tuscarora.com. Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, August 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages during the break. People were asking for the website to go to look at my journey with Missy. She created a page specifically for me, about me, that she wanted to share with you guys. Now, one thing you have to understand, when we met Missy down in her office in Battle Creek there on April the 23rd of 2023, the photographs that you see on that website is me in her office. I was 297 pounds when she scans me. When I stood on her scale, the one that you'll have to purchase with the program that ties right into your cell phone. But I stood on her scale, weighed 297 pounds. I was in a triple X faded out radio station shirt that I'd worn for years, ever since we bought the radio station and began broadcasting back in March of 2020. It was a triple X. It was gray. It was originally black, but it was gray in the photograph. You'll see it. Look at my face. Look at my numbers of the screenshot from the scale that Missy used in her office. It's all there on the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Then 4 months and 4 days later, August 27th of 2023, I was in a brand new black radio station t-shirt, large, at 217. The numbers are there. I was down 80 pounds in 4 months and 4 days. My resting heart rate, folks, down to 64. When I was fat, it was 80, 82. My heart was having to pump 80 to 82 beats per minute when I was fat. Now it's down to 64, sometimes 60, depending on how calm I am and if I'm sitting there resting, not moving any muscles, 60 beats, one a second, compared to 80 to 82. Body fat, visceral fat, the numbers are all there. I wanted her to take the pictures. I wanted them on the website, because I knew this program would work for me. I knew it. I wanted to see the before and after. I wanted you to see the before and after. I wanted you to see the screenshots of my scale. Go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Look at the pictures. Look at the screenshots. If you're not convinced, then just go ahead and create a profile. Contact Missy for a free phone consultation, a free phone call. She'll spend time with you. And if you're on a fixed income, you can't really afford a lot of money toward the program, she'll work it out with you. She wants to save your life. She wants you to be healthy. She's almost to the point where she doesn't even care about the money. She wants you to get fixed. She wants you to be one of her testimonies. Fully believe in this program. We've been out campaigning. We've been bad. We've been eating bad food while we're out going through drive-thrus because we don't have time to go home and cook a good, nice dinner the way we'd like to. Well, guess what? Inflammation sets in the next day. The belt is in the same hole. The belly's no bigger, but I gained 4 pounds of inflammation over the weekend. So what did we do last night? Steak and tomato dinner. We fasted all day, no lunch, kind of getting a little headache. Yeah, it's time to eat, you think? Grilled a ribeye steak, had some sliced tomatoes. Guess what? The inflammation's gone. No pain this morning. Woke up, feel great. This is a program you learn how to do it. You learn how to read your body. You're not on the program with her forever. I haven't talked to her or Charity in months as far as being a coach for me. I am my own coach because I've learned the program. This is an education about you yourself. I can't eat butter and I cannot eat white sugar. If I eat it the next morning, I'm on the scale, I gain some inflammation pounds, my joints hurt, I have to flush it out of my system. Half gallon of water, no lunch, steak and tomatoes for dinner, go to bed. It's gone. You just learn your body. You know exactly what you can eat and what you can't eat. Blue lips from blue dye. Oh my God, you got to stop it. You know that affects you, so guess what? If you cut it out, it goes away. It's the most amazing program ever. You need to go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. If you're not convinced yet, you need to lose weight, go into autophagy. Guess what? Listen to number 2 and number 4 interviews, like a 2x4. Create a profile and schedule a free phone call. She'll talk to you and walk you through it. It works. I don't know one person that has started the program that didn't lose weight. Even on her social media Facebook page, she did a before and after of Officer Rick. He sent me a picture. If you'd like that picture, just text me Rick, R-I-C-K. I'll send you the picture. He's down over 70 pounds on the program, and he feels great. He even looks younger. When I saw him at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, I couldn't believe his face. He looks years younger than when he was fat. And that's what I call it. I'm not going to be nice about it. I was fat. Rick was fat. And now that the weight's gone away, we feel great. We look great. We have more energy. We're off the medications. It's a phenomenal program. Saved my life. I'm firmly convinced it has absolutely extended my life, Vicky's life. We're able to do things now that we almost came so close to not being able to do. So that's the bottom line. I want to shift gears and look at Lansing. We haven't been talking about it a lot because they're out of session. Everybody's home campaigning for re-elections. Everybody's on the campaign mode. Well, here's the thing. There is activity going on down in Lansing that you need to understand how it could affect us here in Michigan based on other states. Talking about Title IX. Now, one thing that was kind of fun to watch, the wrap-up of the Olympics in the swimming. The girls' relay, 4 different types of swimming strokes. These women absolutely took the gold and gave us the gold lead when it comes to swimming in the Olympics. But one of the things that's happening, a according to a judge in Kansas. The federal government cannot enforce new Title IX rules expanding harassment and discrimination protection for LGBTQ plus students and nearly 200 Michigan K through 12 schools in 63 districts, according to an order from a judge in Kansas. However, all Michigan schools must still adhere to the state's Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act, which was expanded in 2023 once the Democrats got control. What did the Elliot Larson Civil Rights expansion do? Prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. This was done through the Michigan Department of Civil Rights in the Attorney General's office. Vicki Levengood, the communications director for the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, said that protection applies to the areas of education, employment, housing, public accommodation, law enforcement, and public service. The LGBTQ plus caucus in Michigan's House Democrats said they were deeply upset by the judge's ruling, adding that the Title IX are key to ensuring a community's safety. The newly introduced Title IX protections ensure that schools are a place kids can learn freely without discrimination, the caucus said. We are confident that the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act will continue to defend and secure the rights of the LGBTQ plus community across Michigan, despite the attempts of conservative groups. Michigan Dems have been and remain committed to protecting every Michigander. Well, what did the U.S. District Judge John Broome's granted injunction do? Well, basically, it blocked the Biden administration regulations from being enforced specifically in schools attended by children of current and prospective members of Moms for Liberty. Another group that got involved in this fight, Young America's Foundation and Female Athletes United. These parents sued back in May, seeking a judgment, asking for a rule to make it that it was unlawful and that the states can continue to separate students by biological sex in appropriate circumstances, such as showers, locker rooms, restrooms, and residential housing facilities. The new rules go into effect Thursday. Also blocked in other states, but not in Michigan, state laws protecting a discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity at educational institutions. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living over.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Continuing on with this story, a U.S. District Court judge basically ruled that these type of special treatment cannot happen in public schools. In two filings in the court documents, they list nearly the 200 Michigan schools that this judge's decision affects. Michigan was not the original party to the lawsuit, but actually joined 15 other states in filing an amicus brief supporting the U.S. Department of Education's position. Back on July 2nd, per their press release, Moms for Liberty said the landmark ruling prohibits the Biden administration's Department of Education from enforcing new rules against Kansas, Alaska, Utah, and Wyoming, as well as every school attended by members of the Young America's Foundation and the Children of Moms for Liberty members. As a result, those organizations have kids in roughly 200 Michigan schools. The co-founders of the Moms for Liberty, Tiffany Justice and Tina Dekovich, issued this statement. Gender ideology does not belong in public schools, and we're glad that the court made the correct call to support parental rights. We will always stand up for the rights of parents and protection of our children. All parents must have their voices heard, and their right to raise their own children is part of the very fabric of a free America. The federal government has no right to claim our children as their own and push their agenda on our kids, and also push parents out of the classroom when they start asking questions. The new rules add a provision related to differential treatment or separation on the basis of sex and amends the definition for sexual harassment, which includes a definition now for sex-based harassment, as well as changes to the grievance procedures when a complaint is filed. The plaintiffs argued that the final rule of sexual harassment definition will chill students who want to say that sex is male or female and who want to refer to individuals by their biological accurate pronouns. The term gender identity is vaguely defined, and the judge agreed, noting that not one lawyer that was in his courtroom was able to offer any possible explanation of what a parent should tell their child about the limits of legal speech at their schools on the topic of gender identity, sexual orientation, or sexual identity. Brooms, the judge noted, the result is that speech is chilled because what students want to think run the risk of being accused of sex-based harassment, causing potential investigations and potential disciplines. That should not be part of the American classroom experience, said Judge Brooms. Now, it's very simple, folks. This is not something we were taught when we were in school. We had sex education classes, but it was always based on the fact that there were men and women. There's two sexes, period. If you're a male, this is what you do. We were taught how to use a condom. Y'all remember that? Well, girls were taught about their menstrual cycles, when they potentially could become pregnant when they ovulated, produced an egg in the uterus. These were things we were taught, pure and simple. The fact that they want to try to convince young people today that they can change their actual sex through sexuality and how they choose to express themselves does not change the biological facts. If you have any questions about it, it's very simple, people. Pull your pants down and look between your legs. Now, the fact remains that these people are confused. I consider this a mental disorder myself. This is my opinion. We'll pray for you. You need help. You need counseling. You need to understand the truth about your own body. However, as an adult, not a child, but as an adult, you decide that you want to live a different lifestyle than what you were born with. That's up to you. But it does not belong in the classrooms, period. It does not belong in a teacher or a counselor's ability to convince your child how to think about their sexuality. The parents are in control. And just because you drop your child off at a public school does not give up. You do not surrender your ownership of that child. That's basically what the judge's ruling is. That's it for this hour. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer in the Republican primary.